This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I said the other day that the Tony DeCoppel interview was only like, it was like a one-day thing, and how it was just like that day we would have him, but there's new information out now. So,
okay.
So I think that we're going to have to extend that to either today or tomorrow. So Stephen Waldron of CBS Sports, you're back on the clock with the Tony DeCoppel interview. We would like him either today or tomorrow.
Is he still in court up in Boston?
Yeah, is he still up? No, he's got to be back by now. Stephen, yes? Stephen? Hello? Stephen Waldron?
Yeah, he's back on the show.
Oh, okay.
No, he's back on the show. All right, good. 9 o'clock today?
Yeah, I'll try for 901.
901?
All right.
Well, any time between 9 and 10.
And this is for today or tomorrow?
Yeah, today or tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm on it.
We're just trying to promote him.
And by the way, in this whole Jordan Hudson versus CBS thing, we're on CBS's side. And we could easily get Jordan Hudson or Bill Belichick on. But, you know, we're deciding to go with Tony DeCoppel instead because that's our guy. He is our guy. He's a colleague, Stephen. So just tell him, you know, we're not going to be grilling him. We're not Jordan Hudson. We're not going to storm
him
out.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't do anything. I mean, I don't think he did anything
Nothing.
Wrong.
So, yeah, we're going to ask him to release the tape, the full 35-minute tape of this whole thing. But we want to talk to Tony. But what was the feedback last time when you tried to get him? Did it seem promising, like maybe another time, or did they just shut you down?
Didn't seem too promising. But I'll try
it didn't seem too promising. Well, what did they say?
I'm not going to say it on the air.
He doesn't sound good today.
Yeah.
He sounds very sad.
You sad, Stephen?
Yeah, I'm sad I couldn't get Tony for you guys.
Well, you got two more opportunities.
Yeah.
Do we have to kick this up the flagpole? Do we have to get somebody more important on
you
this?
You got to get a higher up involved?
No, I'm on it. Don't worry.
And by the way, how bad of this response email could have been where you're not going to say on the air what they said? Like generally in those emails, it's like, sorry, we can't do it today. Tony's up in Boston, maybe some other time. Hey, Stephen, great to hear from you. Hope all is well. Tony is unavailable today. I mean, what did they say? Like, screw those guys. We hate them.
No, I'm not going to say what they said. It's nothing bad. It's just respect the privacy.
Oh, okay. Respect the privacy in some just innocuous email that says, hey, Stephen, sorry, can't do it today.
Nothing about no telling hacks.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, tell that Gio to stuff it up his ass. That loser. My nephew's Jackson Dart.
That would be something.
Yeah. So, Stephen, do you feel confident today or tomorrow? Tony?
I'll let you know. I'll give you an hour.
Yeah, this is not happening. Instill any confidence.
None.
In anything.
I mean, the story's only gotten bigger, but I will certainly try again.
Well, but they're putting out statements about it. Like, why would they run from that? Especially here, where this is a safe space for Tony DeCoppel.
Safe space.
Safe space. We're on his side. We just want to hear it. Want to talk to him. Huh?
I would hope it's a safe space.
Yeah, of course. We're colleagues.
We're not going to grow.
What do you think we're going to do?
All he did was sit down and do an interview with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
That's what he did. We just want to get the flavor of that interview.
Well, if he can handle Jordan Hudson, he can handle Boomer and Geo.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to pull out the vajankles during the interview and ask him about that or anything, Stephen. I mean, come on.
You never know.
Gee. You do never know, but I'm telling you.
We will go full professional just for you, Stephen, just so we don't embarrass you.
Right. We know full professional. We can go full professional. You got to trust us.
I went full professional yesterday for 4 hours.
Yeah, game time.
And game time, that's right.
Yeah, they transformed this whole place into a game time thing. They were putting up signs, game time this way, game time on air, game time.
Well, we're finally back in studio, so what can I tell you?
Yeah, you know what?
They've taken over the space.
You know what game time does?
What does game time do?
They actually book the guests. They
yes,
get
we,
them.
Yes,
they
we
get
do.
Them. Yeah, unlike Stephen Waldron, who cannot get CBS guests.
And how big was your crew? It was like 30 people?
Well, you know, Steve Apria is right in the middle of it, too, by the way. That's very interesting dynamic. He's doing a good job, though, I got to say that. You know, when he gets to be, like, in his professional mode, there's nobody better.
Yeah. Steve Apria?
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, you know.
You just got to get him in a professional mode.
Yeah. When he's in the morning and half asleep, it's a little tough. Hey, turn the mic on.
Yeah, right. Turn my mic on. Yeah, all right. Well, should we incentivize this guest thing for Steven? Is there something we could do, round of golf we could offer him or something like that to get him moving on this? Because he seems completely defeated already.
I mean, Steven, if we do our Pebble Beach trip, do you want to come with us to Pebble?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll get Tony to
go. There's only one way that's going to happen.
Yeah, get Tony on. Either today or tomorrow, okay?
You got it, guys.
All right,
set it up, man. Yeah. We're in communications. We're in entertainment. And, you're producing us, so let's get this thing done.
Thank you, Eddie.
You know, I got a little scuttlebutt on Steve.
Oh, there we go. I love it.
Got a little scuttlebutt on him.
You do?
Yeah, they got a nickname for him back there. Because he sounds like a defeated guy here.
Yes.
Apparently, he's a big taskmaster back there.
Taskmaster. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
well, you know, but that's the way he should be because of what he does for a living.
They call him Stephen Warden.
That's He's what the they call warden.
Him. They call him Stephen Warden.
Has he ever heard that?
I don't know, Stephen. You ever hear that?
No, but I'd like to be referred to that going forward.
You've never heard of that. You've never heard us being referred to as the warden.
No, it's got a nice ring to it, though.
Yeah, see?
That's what they're... Right, I like it.
See, that energy that you have with your underlings over there in that little box that they put you in, that's the same energy we need in those emails to the CBS News people to get Tony DeCopel on, okay?
The warden is on it.
All right.
All right.
See? All right, now pull his fader down. I mean, it's like jumping a car, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you got to get the right thing going. It's like we got to put the jumper cables on his nipples. Why is it that we got to fire everybody up? What is it about that?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what?
Freaking CeeLo, $75 he had raised, and we had to jump him, and now he's done an amazing job over $20,000.
$25,000.
But yes. He wasn't doing anything until we jumped him.
Yeah, well, it's not so much jumping him as it is inspiring them. Inspiring them to greater heights.
Yeah.
And getting them to do something that they didn't think was possible.
Exactly.
That's the point, and that's who we are. That's what we do. We do that for everybody.
Man, oh man.
We bring out the best in everybody because we put pressure on them.
Well, yeah, and I think that in the end, it ends up being a great story and you feel accomplished. And like he said that day that Jay Wright, he got his Jay Wright. He was thrilled with that.
So happy we got Jay Wright, the guy that doesn't coach anymore.
Well, he worked for CBS and he was breaking down the tournament, but it was good. It's good. He went through to CBS people for that.
Yeah, I bet you if you asked him to get John Rothstein, and John Rothstein told you how great St. John's transfers have been and how great they're going to be this coming basketball season, you'd be excited.
John Rothstein would run here if we offered him to come on.
Okay.
And he could be in Nebraska, and he would sprint here.
Boring.
To get on the show.
Yeah, but he knows his stuff. You got to give him that.
Yeah, certainly. He does.
He knows college basketball.